Welcome to WordPress Tavern's Industry Night, where you get to pull up a chair and listen in on a conversation about plugins from the people who made them. How you doing, everybody? It's Marcus Couch. Welcome to Industry Night number 5 here at WP Tavern. Today we're talking with David Kramer from South Africa. He's developed a great new series of plugins. One is My Short Code and also Caldera Engine. So pull up a chair, grab a cold one, and join me in my conversation with David Kramer. What's your biggest project right now? It's got to be the Caldera. How do you pronounce it? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
That's correct. It's Caldera. It's actually Caldera Engine. In term, I try to prefix all of the plugins I'm doing now with Caldera as the start, sort of like a brand in a way. So Caldera Engine is probably more the longest ongoing project. It's not really the biggest in terms of work. It was the biggest in work early on, but it's
well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what it does and some of the functionality of it, and how long of a project has it been? How long have you been working on it?
Well, it started as My Short Codes, as the one that you've seen. It was probably about 2 years ago, I think. It basically started as a way to create short codes very easily, so I don't have to go and, you know, try to make something happen.
I love it for exactly what you've described, just in that base functionality. I don't even use anything but the HTML tab. Honestly,
well,
you know, so for me, it does exactly what I'm looking for.
Support.
Yeah. Sure, and the thing about it that I really like is the fact that I can use other kinds of plugins within your plugin, and it actually does the output. So I could put random things in and have one call out within your, within your My Short Codes end of it, and it will output at random. You know, paragraphs, pages at a time, graphics, anything that I want. So it's cool. It's been a fantastic resource for me.
Well, the only reason for that is because it pre scans the content before loading the page, so it's it doesn't totally use the WordPress short code rendering. It kind of like loops through the before the page loads to find out what short codes you've got inside of it, and then it tracks back inside the code that within the short code that it finds. So it will keep going through the codes it finds until it comes to a dead end, and then it returns out.
Sure. So you've built a degree of intelligence into it as well.
Sort of intelligence. Basically, you can infinitely embed short codes.
Yeah. So what else can it do? What else can it do that I don't know about?
Well, my short codes ends pretty much there. At that point, it's basically just for short codes and also widgets at a small degree. It's essentially just making a simple method of putting a short code into a text box all wrapped nice and neatly. But that's where Caldera Engine comes in. Is it's what my short codes, where it stops, Caldera Engine takes on or goes further. So instead of having short codes now, Caldera Engine uses elements, and elements are different parts that make up a plugin. A general plugin. So you've got the widgets as an element, short code's an element, and a post type is an element. Meta box in a post type is an element. Additional class files or function files is an element. A template is an element. So all of those different ones you can create within Caldera Engine, in the same way that you created the short codes and my short codes. So you'll have the three tabs or four tabs, the JavaScript, PHP, HTML, and CSS.
Sure. And what kind of examples have you done, have other people done with, and just to be clear, I mean, the Caldera Engine, it actually exports plugins, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It takes all of those different elements that you create in the interface, and then when you export it, it wraps it all up into a standalone plugin that you can distribute freely. It's independent as well, so it doesn't require Caldera Engine to run. It writes all the code down into its base form to be all unique and separate.
So you've created sort of a plugin construction kit, so to speak.
Yeah, that's the intention.
Yeah.
So, makes me too.
So what are the higher end kind of examples of what you've created or what other people have created with it?
The biggest thing I've created, I don't really know what others have been creating. I haven't really looked into it. Mm-hmm. And not many people are using the higher forms of it. Most people are just doing the small short codes. But the highest one I've done is built a complete REST API system on it. So instead of using short codes and elements, I would create a new API request or call, and that will be an element, which is the code element. And the
and
URL.
How does that translate into WordPress? Does it then have a specific output within the content area that comes through from that API call out?
It kicks in before any theme renders, so the theme is irrelevant on that one. As soon as you have the URL, and if it's a post method or get, and the element requests a get, for example, it will then, whatever it is that you're looking for, like get users, it will output the user list that with the parameters you've specified as a JSON string, and that's the output. That's the most complex, though. It's got a whole bunch of different database queries and stuff built into it. Quite a lot of code inside there. Other trivial ones is like overriding the login screen for WordPress to be completely customized. Another higher one is making a unified login system where it doesn't use WordPress as a login, it uses a secondary system. Mm-hmm. So when you go to the login, it will redirect to another URL. That URL will then send back a token when the login takes place, and Caldera Engine picks up the token string, processes it, and logs into the system programmatically.
Sure.
And then pushes them to wherever they need to go. So it's got very, very low-level overrides. You can make it seem as if WordPress isn't even being used. Or you can do simple things like just making a date stamp print into your text. Right. If needed. So
what was your whole inspiration behind creating the Caldera Engine? As far as, was it just necessity and you just needed to find a better way to, you know, implement programming in the different elements that you specify?
The main reason is, I would have to say, laziness. when you want to make some new functionality inside there, you could either have a plugin that you use and you go and add the functionality to that one plugin. Mm-hmm. It's quite a lot of different coding, and then having to think about, I need to go and make this bit of this like a widget. You're going to have to go there and create yourself a widget class. You're going to have to put it in this way. And I'd rather just click on new element, select it as a widget type, and put the code in, and it's done. Just,
sure.
Yeah.
So for you, you've kind of created that intermediary between being a full-on coder and being kind of a novice, somebody who's kind of like me. I mean, I'm not necessarily a huge PHP coder or anything like that. I can hack my way through it, you know, just as any veteran WordPress guy can or girl. But that's what I appreciated the most, was it was this kind of intermediary step where you didn't exactly have to go into orbit and learn all these new things.
Yeah.
You know, it was just how do I hack into it enough? So where, you know, explain your development cycle. How do you come out with new changes, new ideas? How do you implement? How do you work? I mean, what's your flow for other developers out there that are listening that are just starting out?
Well, I use the plugin on a regular basis. All of my development and prototyping of new separate plugins that are going to become something else are building Caldera first. So if there's something that I'm trying to do within that and I can't achieve it, I start building that functionality in it. So it allows that to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's the whole idea of make it once and use it repeatedly. Development cycle, though, I would say it's out of necessity. Use it as it's my kind of like daily development platform I use. So,
So what kind of inspirations do you have for new things on the horizon? Different changes or modifications, or are there any new things in create that have caught your eye that you might want to expand upon? Anything like that?
Sure. Hard question. I haven't looked too much into it, so it's very difficult to say. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I think I'm a bit of a different type of developer in that I don't build websites for people at a commercial level. It's like I think I've built 1.5 websites, if that.
Yeah.
And even then, they never actually ever got completed. I prefer to make systems, like that API system for a separate project. Use WordPress as the platform because it's simple to work against. So everything I build is generally functionality. It's not really building a site for people to look at the content or any kind of content presentation. So from a platform side of things or a development side, I would say that I'm excited in some of those developments. People are talking about the API and the WordPress command line extensions that are being worked on. Those are getting quite interesting and exciting. Looking forward towards that. So,
yeah. Well, I think it's funny that as you say that, I'm thinking of the name of your plugin, which is the Caldera Engine. So you specifically love being an engine builder and not necessarily an auto builder.
Right? Exactly. And that was the intention for that name, is that it's something that drives. It's not really meant to be it's not really a front end plugin. So.
No, definitely not. It's definitely something for, people who want to get a lot more out of it, you know, out of WordPress, much as people that go buy a stock vehicle would love to go swap out their engine and get something better and put on all these factory modifications and things like that. So that, you know, I can't recommend it enough. I've talked about it. I've posted about it. And
thank you.
I wanted to at least make sure that people could hear you and hear what it could do, you know, from the standpoint of the developer. So what, beyond, you know, the fact that WordPress is a great place to lift open the hood and, you know, drop in your engine, what do you like about WordPress and what impresses you the most about the platform?
I would say I like the way that it's structured. The way that I think as a developer, WordPress has a lot of those kind of structures in it. You get a lot of other things like competitive platforms. I'm not going to mention names. We'll use things like a mix between XML to define structures, and then some way have object oriented, and then some way have some other strange things. WordPress seems to keep more standardized.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, when you're working in a new area, if you haven't seen it before, like recently with the Caldera, I was doing the writing of physical files. And in PHP, you could just do direct writing using an fopen and then fwrite. But WordPress has got a wonderful file access API, which is something new I had to learn. And because of knowing how other systems of WordPress works, it was very, very easy to pick up on how to get it to do what I wanted to do. So I like that idea of it. Things are very, very standard. And it's got a good coding guideline and principles and stuff to follow.
Sure. Yeah, and that's something interesting because I was listening to another show, WP Water Cooler, yesterday, and they were describing the theme development process and that one of the things that for even theme people is that if they come into it and they want to develop a theme and they're already a PHP programmer, they have to kind of put the PHP down for a second and understand what's already inherently built into WordPress that they're not trying to reinvent the wheel that's already functioning perfectly.
I had that problem with my very first plugin, which was called DB Toolkit. It was actually a port from a custom CMS I built before many, many, many years ago. So I ported it to WordPress. And I would say about 80% of the functionality that it had was already in WordPress. I just didn't know about it. Things like the database access. I was doing, I had my own database class inside there that would do the queries and fetch things, and then I realized there was the WPDB class, which was like a massive eye-opener. And also with Ajax requests and the way that WordPress handles Ajax, I had built in my own Ajax thing because I didn't know it existed. Right. So it's, yeah.
And how did you go about learning those resources? Did you just have to dig apart WordPress and take a look at it, or was there a specific
way
that
make you a lot of mistakes. there's a lot of learning in making mistakes.
Yeah, well, luckily it's a pretty forgiving platform, and we've got a really great community around it.
That's true, except when you're working in databases and delete people's sites.
That is true, but not everybody can be an engine builder like you, right?
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, David, well, how can people get in touch with you and get more information about the Caldera engine?
Well, on WordPress.org, my profile's there under my short codes plugin. I can't remember what the name I use. I think it's Desert Snowman. And on Twitter, I think, is D Kramer. And yeah, I think those are the most primary ones I use.
All right, David, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.